Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I'd just like to share a few thoughts to encourage you in your walk in the Lord. I'd like to begin by sharing a passage, a familiar passage, I trust, found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And in verse 11, Paul is exhorting us to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. He goes on talking about the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And that's what we want to take just a little bit of time looking at. What do we do when we're standing there? Well, I would suggest that having done all that God asks us to do, to pray always with all prayer and supplication, to be fully clothed with the armor of God, then we are to rejoice and to praise God. There's a beautiful psalm I'd like to share with you, Psalm 118:24, and I'd just like to read portions of it. It begins by declaring, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And I'm just going to skip now and read just a few passages in that psalm. "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." Verse 14, "The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." Verse 19, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go in to them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Thou art my God," the psalm ends, verse 28, "and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." Praise God. And one of the outstanding verses, familiar verses, in fact, we've put it to verse, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." That's verse 24. And sometimes you feel like a hypocrite when you hear that verse, because you do not feel at all like praising God. But this declaration is that our present experience, this very day in which we're living, God has made. And all those verses I shared with you, it says, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. I will rejoice, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I will praise thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt thee. The things that we can notice about that is that this psalm of thanksgiving talks about the present time. This is the day that the Lord has made, but that victory is future tense. Think about that. So we may be living in this present day, and there may be many things that in the natural we would not want to rejoice in, but if we will praise God, God assures us that victory is coming. That Hebrew word there for day, it's a time of salvation. And the very verbiage, this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it, the very verbiage of this psalm connotes expectancy. Isaiah, the 49th chapter, verse 8, says, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, and to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. The Lord has made. When we declare that this is the day the Lord has made, it reflects His omnipotence as the Lord God Almighty, as the Creator of heaven and earth, His sovereignty over time, His sovereignty over space, matter, eternity. This is the context of this psalm is to be praising God regardless of what we experience in our present time, knowing that our times are in His hand. God holds our future, and we know that for those who trust the Lord, they shall never be ashamed. We are told to rejoice, and beloved, I know it's especially hard to do when we may have no understanding at all what is going on in our lives. We begin, first of all, to question the Lord, or we begin to question ourselves. But as we mature in the Lord, it becomes easier for us to be able to praise God. Why should that be? Well, again, a familiar passage, and sometimes we kind of groan when we hear it. It's like, goodness, will we ever measure up? Will we ever experience that realization of what James is speaking to us of in that first chapter when he says, count it all joy, brethren, when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What is the apostle talking about here? He's talking about maturity. He's talking about perfection. That let patience have its perfect work, that's a reference to being full grown, to becoming an adult, if you will, spiritually, a full age. And what we do know and affirm is that God's perfection is absolute. But man's perfection, that is you and I, our perfection is relative, reaching the goal set for us by God, that ye may be perfect. In other words, another way we could say that is that we may not be morally lacking. And what does that word entire mean? It means whole, having all its parts, sound, wanting nothing for its completeness, bodily, mental, and moral entireness. It expresses, actually, the perfection that mankind knew before the fall in the Garden of Eden. And we're to rejoice. When we really look at that Hebrew word guwl, G-U-W-L, it means to spin around under the influence of violent emotion, usually translated rejoice, be glad, joy, or joyful. So having done all, let us rejoice. Regardless of what you may be facing now, the Lord is calling you to just rest in Him, to trust His word, that as you have cried out to Him, He hears your cries. He is a very present help in the time of trouble, and He is there to deliver you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way, if you will praise Him, if you will not faint. For in due season, the scriptures assure us, in due season we will reap if we faint not. So, beloved, let's just bring this broadcast to a close, and I just want to pray for you and encourage you in the Lord, that you will know that the Lord is your undergirding. He is your strength. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that there is none beside you, that you are the mighty God, that you are good, and that your mercy is everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. And Lord, we thank you that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to their cry. And so, Father, we call out to you, even this day, that you will strengthen those who are struggling, those who are weak, those who feel close to fainting. God, that you will impart supernatural dunamis power to them, that they will arise above their circumstances by faith. They will lay hope and lay hold to the promise of your intervention in their lives. You will not fail us. You will not forsake us. But Lord, you will be with us even till the very end of the age. Father, I thank you now for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, your anointing to flow through them from the very top of their head to the soles of their feet. And we give you honor and praise. For Lord, this is the day you have made, and we are rejoicing and we're being glad in it because of who you are and because of what you have promised us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, the time has just flown, and we will get together, Lord willing, on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at the same time. If at any time you miss the broadcast, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org and just click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer in a moment will give the contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer requests, and I'll send back to you whatever the Lord gives to be a blessing to your heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.